This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, Seif Mem. As I mentioned the last 2 days, regards from the Chafetz Chaim. And, you know, Chafetz Chaim writes that the time that a person dedicates in this world for Liman HaTorah are the best moments of your life. A person has to look at the time that they're zoicha to dedicate to Liman HaTorah as the most prized moments of their existence. Because every moment you dedicate to Talmud Torah, Chafetz Chaim says, each word is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa that is the equivalent of all 613 mitzvahs. And in 1 minute, Chafetz Chaim made a cheshbon, you can learn 200 words. Okay. Sif Mem. Kohen shenasa grusha lo yisas kapav. Even though we just learned that a kohen who's a sinner is allowed to duchen, as long as he's not a murderer, as long as he's not an oved avodah zarah, the only two averos that disqualify a kohen from duchening is ritzicha, because ein kategar nasa sanegar, and avodah zarah. Nevertheless, there's certain averos that disqualify him from kuhuna in general. A kohen who marries a grusha cannot duchen. By the way, you know what we call this Mishnah Berurah? Davar Yafe Be'itai. It's this week's Parsha. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. V'ein noyagin boy kedusha afilukos b'tar rishon. He loses his status of kuhuna, and we do not accord him a kedusha even to read the Torah first. V'afilu gersha, even if he then divorces her, oimes or she dies pasal. He's done. Meaning, even if he sees, you know, this was a bad move, now I can't duchen anymore, now I can't get the first aliyah, There's no way to rectify this. Ad sheyider hana al das rabim mehanoshim she'asam hem, until he takes a neder based on the das of the rabim from the women that he is usher to. Says Mishnah Berurah, kain shenasa grusha v'adin chalala v'zoina a chalutza. Like the same thing would apply to a chalala, a zoina, or a chalutza. We just learned that averos do not prevent a kohen from duchening. Those are averos that kohanim are not more warned than a Yisrael. But that which kohanim are more warned than a Yisrael, shekedushas kohanim garam lai, that it's caused by the kedushas kohanim, that meaning the root of the prohibition is their sanctity as a kohen, v'hu chilaloi lefikach pasul midrabanan. Therefore, their pasul midrabanan lechol dvar kuhuna ad sheyidar al das rabim, until they take a neder al das rabim. The Dirshu says once they're pasul for berachas kohanim, they do not have to step out for berachas kohanim. I want to ask you a very interesting question. What would you say the halacha is about a kohen who ate a nevela? Could he duchen? L'chaira, of course he could duchen. We learned that shar averos don't pasel kohanim. The only thing that pasels kohanim is ritzicha, avodah zarah, and the averos that disqualify kohanim. But did you know that it says in this week's Haftarah, kohanim cannot eat a nevela? I believe from Yechezkel, kohen can eat a nevela. And they wanted to be goyne zicheskel because it said kohanim can eat a nevela, which implies Yisrael could eat a nevela. But they ultimately did not, because they interpreted it that kohanim are more warned against a nevela. So what would you say then if a kohen ate a nevela? Would we say that, well, this is a prohibition that kohanim are more muzhar in than a Yisrael? Or do we say no? It will not disqualify them as a kohen, even though they're more muzhar on a nevela than a Yisrael, but it doesn't disqualify them, so they would still duchen. I would say the latter, but it's interesting to think about. Okay. Al das rabim, says Mishra Kuf Mem Ches, al das rabim, shenedar shahutar shudar, al das rabim in lai hatara. A neder that's vowed, al das rabim, has no hatara. But if he doesn't make this stringent neder, we're afraid he might go to a chacham to take back the grusha.
Okay,
Now, how is he going to pull that off? He's going to tell the Chacham, you know, I made a neder that I'm not going to marry anyone who's usher to me as a Kohen, but, you know, I really feel bad about that. It's really challenging me right now. I feel very challenged by that. So which Chacham, you know, he's going to go to the Chacham, you know, in my journey in life right now, this is too challenging for me. So which Chacham in their right mind is going to fall for that? How in the world is he going to matter this neder? But I guess since theoretically the possibility is open to him, it would not be a strong enough neder. Okay. May hanoshim shu asar b'hem b'gam tzach l'garish asa yosas divorcer ken katsu achreinim mashalai hizkar mechaber davar zeh. Why did the mechaber only mention that he has to take a neder? Al das rabim may hanoshim shu asar. Why didn't he add that he has to divorce her? The answer is, it's going on what he said earlier, afilu girsha mishum dekai af al girsha umeisa shehuskar betchila. It's going on that scenario. Vim yirtza la shoysa oid al ezezman shaloi legarsha. Let's say he wants to keep her around a little bit, not to divorce her. Af shehider mimena hana, even if he took hana, also lisa kapav, he's not a duchen. V'gameina oila la tora rishain. He also doesn't get the first aliyah. So it's not enough to make the neder. He also has to actually divorce her. Shal sechus re'im says, because he's mesyachid ima, becheskas ishtoi, ve'in apachabas arayas, you could be sure he lived with her. Frek the Prima Gadim in the Mishpatzai Zav, in the Psicha to Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, quoted by Dershu in footnote 155, the mitzvah of giving the first aliyah to a Kayin is da'iraisa. How could the Chachamim be mevatel this mitzvah? Think about it. The din that a grusha, a Kayin who married a grusha, can't duchin is a psul midrabanan. How could the Chachamim be oiker a mitzvah saseh midrabanan? Says the Prima Gadim, yesh koyach biyad Chachamim lakar davar minatoyra b'sheva altasa. Furthermore, he desecrated his kedusha, v'kidashta, he desecrated the kedusha, therefore it is permitted to not to give him that first aliyah. Sif mem aleph, nitma lemeis she'ena mishiva meisei mitzvah. Here's another prohibition that's only for kaihanim. Let's say he became contaminated to a dead body that's not one of his seven close relatives. Pasul min haduchan, he cannot duchan mikom malos hakahuna ad sheyoshev, until he does tshuva v'yikabel shlo yitama oid lemeisim. Now here the Mechaber doesn't say he has to make a neder al das rabim that he'll never be metame again. I would say because it's dafka by arayos, like the Mishnah Berurah said, where you have a strong desire for it. But people do not have a strong desire to be metame to mesim. Some people have a strong desire to go to kavarim, but not dafka to be metame to mesim, you know? So there's no cheshek to be metame to mesim. That's what I would say. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh amrim demi sheyesh loy bas shehimira oisha zinsa, ein mechuyavin oid lekacha ki aviha hi mechaleles. Could you imagine such a thing? The last limud before Parshas Emor, the Rama says that since we read in this week's Parsha, ubas ish kohen ki sechel liznois es aviha hi mechaleles, that has halachic ramifications even today, that a kohen whose daughter converted or was mezane, the father does not duchen. Says Mishnah Berurah, nitma lemeis, v'ayinu davka b'meizid, v'ayin b'ber halacha. Only b'meizid. And the Ber Halacha quotes the Beis Yosef, he says it's pashat. The Shulchan Aruch says, what if he only did it, the Ber Halacha says, what if he only did it one time? B'meizid. The Mechaber is Masha, he would be Pasul. The Ber Halacha questions that, because the Lashon of the Mishnah in Bechayrois, V'hametame lemesim, it's Mashma, it's he did it numerous times as a Knas. I don't know if I would agree, is metame lemesim, that could be going on kaihanim in general, who, it doesn't mean this one guy was metame lemesim. In any event, the mechaber is mashma, even if he does it one time. The Bir Halacha says the mashma of the Mishnah is even, is only if he did it many times, v'tzarch ion ladina. Okay. Now, says Mishnah Kufdana, v'ikabel v'bevezdin, he has to accept a formal acceptance in the Bezdin. Ubazain tzarch lidar v'lishava. In this case, he doesn't have to make a neder or swear cannabis of mem. Deshani arayos de yitzray takvai. Arayos are different. There's a stronger desire for it. Therefore, you have to take a neder adas rabim. V'ayin b'tshuvas kesav soifer. Simen tezayin. I know this is not the only time that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the kesav soifer, but it's rare. Let's say a guy's a doctor and he visits Mesim. Why? To make money. Ah, now he has a desire to be Matamel Mesim. It's not going to help just to accept. He's going to have to take another. What about a Kohen who is a doctor? We're not going to talk about whether Kohen is allowed to become a doctor. Very questionable. Very questionable at best whether Kohen is allowed to become a doctor. But he already is. And now he has to go to a hospital that it's likely to be Mesim there. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, if he's needed because of his specialty, or if he really needs the parnasa, you could be lenient, because we're only dealing with a iser drabanan if the mace is in a different room according to the shach. If there is an outright mace, if he's involved in pikuach nefashos, he could do what he needs to do. He could service a chayla. However, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, it is aser for a doctor, it is aser for a kohen to become a doctor. One second, no. It is aser for a kohen to take a position as a doctor just for parnasa in a hospital that will they'll have mesim, even if it's only an iser drabanan, unless there'll be a Jew who dies there only occasionally, and he stipulates that when a Jew dies, he's allowed to leave. Okay, I'm not sure how to do that. Anyway, one more. If a Kohen's daughter converted or was Zan Ayim B'Magen Ram Shechiach Deloi Mechaleha Avi Arak Biznas. Deloi Mechaleha Avi Arak Biznas. She only defiles her father if she's Mezana. Dehavala L'Shamra. He should have guarded her. Avaloi Behemira, not if she converts. So why does the Rama add converting? V'hadinakat shehimira mishum tekivan shehimira mistama zinsa gamkein. If a girl converts, then the father could still duchen technically, but you need to assume that as she converted, she was also mezana. Umasha kasav oy zinsa hainu oy zinsa lechud. Either she was mezana or she was hemira, where you could assume she was mezana. Okay, Rabbi Issa, we'll hold it over here. Recording
stop. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.